Since the very beginning, Pokemon, like many other RPGs, has had status conditions which can negatively affect your party's chance of winning a battle. Among the original status conditions was Burn, Freeze, Poison, Paralysis, and of course, Sleep. Technically, the only other new one that was added was Frostbite, but work with me here. Sleep has had the biggest impact on competitive play broadly. Sleep is by far one of the most consistently powerful statuses, which has influenced entire formats and is the defining feature of many powerful Pokemon. So today, let's talk about the evolution of Sleep in competitive Pokemon. Anyways, if you enjoyed this video at any point in time, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. As a matter of fact, you should really just subscribe right now because I have a playlist full of content just like this that you can watch once this video ends. And if you think you're subscribed, do me a favor and double check because a lot of my viewers actually aren't. With that, let's get into the video. In Generation 1, Sleep lasts between 1 and 7 turns? Who thought that was a good idea? According to Bulbapedia, the sleeping Pokemon has a 1 in 4 chance to wake up on turn 1, and a 1 in 8 chance to wake up between turns 2 and 7. Clearly, Game Freak realized this was a really bad design decision, because it was changed to last only 3 turns in Pokemon Stadium, not even a generation later. Oh, and you actually can't act on the same turn you wake up. Genuinely, Sleep was very strange this generation. While many of the most common Sleep users wouldn't be considered viable today, because of how small the dex was, along with the lack of power creep as far as speed and damage go, Pokemon like Venusaur, Vileplume, Jinx, Victory Bell, Exeggutor, and Gengar were all very capable of sleeping the opponent's Pokemon, and possibly locking them down if they could consistently outspeed and land their moves. Like I said, Sleep was a very messed up status this gen, only really outdone by Freeze, which might as well have been a knockout. It was so busted that, once again, Pokemon Stadium made a change which balanced it out quite a bit more. In Pokemon Stadium, there's actually a Sleep Clause built into the game. If there's already a sleeping Pokemon on the other side of the field, your Sleep move will just straight up fail. This is likely where Smogon originally got the idea for their Sleep Clause. Also, Parasect existed, with the only 100 accuracy sleep move in Spore. You see, every few gens, we get another goofy little mushroom dude who learns this move, so throughout the video, we'll keep track of them using this counter. When Pokemon Gold and Silver came around, there was a major change made to balance sleep. Instead of sleep lasting 1 to 7 turns, it would now only last 1 to 6. Please clap. Besides that, there was actually a pretty big change made, in that sleeping Pokemon would now be able to act on the turn that they woke up, meaning it wasn't possible to lock a Pokemon into sleep indefinitely anymore. Now, some other major changes made to sleep were the introduction of sleep-based moves. Notably, Snore and Sleep Talk were made in a way to nerf sleep as a status, since teching on these moves would allow their user to act while they were asleep. With Snore being a very low but guaranteed amount of damage during a sleep turn, and Sleep Talk being, well, basically gambling, and I mean it was really gambling sometimes, like advanced gambling. If you were running a Rest Talk set, there was a chance you would end up pulling Rest from Sleep Talk, which in other generations is a minor inconvenience, but in this gen, since it causes you to reset your sleep turns and heals you, it's basically just a full restore, allowing you to heal at random intervals and throw out moves whenever possible. This is basically what made Cursed Snorlax so utterly busted in Generation 2. The list of sleep users continues to expand with Nidoking and Nidoqueen gaining access to Lovelikiss, and the addition of new Sleep Powder and Hypnosis users like Jumpluff and Politoed. But to be honest, the impact of these Pokemon isn't nearly as notable when it comes to sleep, since in Gen 2, the main cause of sleep was Rest Talk strategies. And oddly enough, our newest sleeper agent isn't even a mushroom, it's this dog. He culturally appropriated Spore, and that isn't even his worst crime. We'll learn more about him later. In Gen 3, we finally had a substantial nerf to sleep, making it last just 1 to 4 turns, meaning there's a solid chance your Pokemon can actually survive long enough to play the game. Along with that, Sleep Talk could no longer use Rest while asleep and reset and heal your Pokemon, so the days of the Unbreakable Wall were basically over. As far as new sleep users were concerned, we actually got literally no new Sleep Powder Pokemon, which is really impressive when you consider just how many grass types we get each gen. That being said, we got 2 new Hypnosis users in Gardevoir and Milotic. With Gardevoir using Hypnosis on very niche sets, since it's a more offensively inclined Pokemon, and Milotic being the slightly more common user of the move due to its tanky stats and ability to just sit on the field the whole game. Sleep may be important in competition, but getting the right sleep on the right mattress is far more important. This video is sponsored by Titan. Titan is the mattress built for every body. With a blend of high-quality foam and heavy-duty coils, Titan mattresses offer the lift and durability you deserve for a great night's sleep. As someone who struggles to sleep on other mattresses that make me compromise between comfort and support, Titan mattresses have been great since I get the best of both worlds. When I needed a new mattress, I wanted something that would be durable, comfy, and wouldn't keep me too hot or too cold at night. So I chose the Titan Plus Lux. I've had this mattress for 2 weeks, and in that time span, I've had some of the most comfortable sleep I've ever had in years, since I'm never too hot or too cold. Just look at this live demonstration of how easily I fall asleep on my new Titan mattress. Beyond that, my cat Ronnie has been sleeping next to me ever since I got the mattress. It's so good that even a cat can tell it's the right choice. I'm being serious. Look at my old mattress. It's just collecting dust in the basement at this point. I'm never switching back. I'm loving my Titan mattress, and Titan is so sure that you will too, that with your mattress, you'll have a 120-night sleep trial, along with a limited lifetime warranty. And it's so easy to set up. TitanMattress.com delivers your mattress right to your door for free within the U.S. It's designed, assembled, and shipped from their Arizona factory, and comes rolled up in this convenient box. Once you take it out and open the plastic, the mattress inflates to its full size, and you're ready to have some of the best sleep in your life. I may have gotten the Titan Plus Lux, but you can choose that, or the Titan Plus, or their newest mattress, the Titan Elite. So they really have something for everyone. Even me. Look how effortlessly the Titan Plus Lux catches my body as I break down after having gone X and 3 at yet another regional tournament. I love my Titan mattress, and I know you will too. If you're looking for a new bed, check out TitanMattress.com. You can click the links below and get 30% off your order with code MOXIEBOOSTED. Again, you can click on the links below and get 30% off your order with code MOXIEBOOSTED. And thanks again to Titan Mattress for sponsoring the video. When it came to rest talk Pokemon in Gen 3, the face of this was Suicune, also known as Krokune, a sleep talk set created by the player Cro-Mat in Generation 3. But we can spread misinformation by saying that Cro actually stands for Calm Mind, Rest, Offensive Move. It just conveniently works out that way, funny enough, and spreading misinformation is very fun. This Pokemon's main objective is to sit on the field as long as possible by running heavy physical defense investment, boosting its special attack and special defense with Calm Mind, using Rest and Sleep Talk to toss out moves, and having its ability Pressure to make the opponent quickly run out of moves to throw at the wall. The existence of this Pokemon caused many players to run moves like Whirlwind and Roar to force it out and reset its stats. Also, welcome to the club, Breloom. We may not have gotten any new sleep powder users this gen, but the Fun Guy convention just found its new member. With 70 base speed and access to Spore, this is about as fast as Game Freak will let a Pokemon with this move be. Mechanically in Generation 4, nothing really changed with sleep, other than a bug that caused Sleep Talk and Snore to not increment the sleep counter getting fixed. But I didn't mention that in the Gen 3 segment, so we'll pretend that it never really happened. Really, the biggest change to sleep here was just the introduction of more sleep users, like Roserade, Bronzong, and Yanmega. And of course, the newest sleep move, Dark Void, which was the signature move of the Pokemon Darkrai, a Pokemon who basically had the move Nightmare as an ability. When any Pokemon is asleep while Darkrai is on the field, they lose 1/8 of their HP. Here's a fun fact. If Darkrai existed in Generation 1, where sleep lasted 1-7 turns and you could lock them in indefinitely, it would just be the best Pokemon. Like, you literally couldn't play the game. The biggest thing about Dark Void was the fact that it was not only more accurate than Sleep Powder at 80 accuracy, but it was also a spread move for some reason. So if you lead off with Darkrai against two slower Pokemon, you might as well reach out your hand to shake theirs for a game well played. This gen also introduced VGC, which means we can start talking about real Pokemon. While Darkrai was never legal in VGC, because obviously, Dark Void was legal. With Smeargle not yet satisfied culturally appropriating Spore and Lowriders, it set its sights on Dark Void, making it go from a solid pick in VGC to a downright terrifying one, since Smeargle could just sleep the whole board. Once again, keep an eye on this because we're going to come back to this later. This isn't even foreshadowing, I'm telling you that this will be a problem later. Chekhov's gun isn't on the wall, it's just pointed at Darkrai right now. I don't know if I would really call this one a nerf to sleep, but sleep was changed in Generation 5 to last only up to 3 turns, but the sleep counter would reset if you switched. Why? Who thought that was fair? If you want a Pokemon to ever wake up, he's got to go 3 rounds with the Undertaker, and then you get to move. And if at any point you feel like you gotta switch out, you need to do that all over again. Even if you used Rest. This means that in the sleeping Pokemon, the opponent will always have either free damage, free setup, or free hazards. It was so bad that Pokemon would often just tech on Sleep Talk to avoid having the worst case scenario happen. Needless to say, Smogon banned this gen. And from this point on, banning sleep in some form would always be a topic of discussion. In VGC, however, sleep was never banned. This led to our newest Fun Guy convention member, Amoongus, to become quite the obstacle for players. This Pokemon, having far better bulk than both Parasect and Breloom, along with a better defensive typing in Poison Grass, meant that Amoongus was able to quickly become a top tier Pokemon in the format, being able to live a hit, put something to sleep, maybe redirect a move or two, and then switch out and switch back in to get health back with its ability Regenerator. This allowed Amoongus to frustrate many players in tournaments. Also, notably, because it was still Gen 5, grass types were not yet immune to sleep powder moves, so Amoongus sleeping other Amoongus was a very common sight, and having speed investment on it wasn't the strangest thing. In some cases, players would even run level 49 Amoongus to underspeed other Amoongus in Trick Room, something we'd really only ever see again in Gen 6 with the primal Pokemon Weather Wars. Obviously, changes needed to be made, because this was the strongest sleep had been since Gens 1 and 2. We finally got modern sleep in Generation 6, with the sleep counter no longer resetting upon switching out. Also, much like your mother when I'm late for our date, Smeargle got moody. What is moody? Well, to put it very simply, it's stupid. Moody randomly raises one stat by two stages and decreases another stat by one stage at the end of each turn. In Gen 6, this could not only raise accuracy, but also evasion. Slap that onto a Dark Void Smeargle and you got a bad time on your hands. Just ask any Gen 6 VGC player. This Pokemon absolutely ruined VGC 2016, a format that was infested with the likes of Xerneas, Primal Groudon, Primal Kyogre, and Mega Rayquaza. And yet, this stupid dog did arguably the most damage. The introduction of Mega Pokemon, most notably Charizard Y, enabled a number of Chlorophyll Grass types to outspeed and use Sleep Powder on the opposing team. Most notably among these was Venusaur, since it had solid offensive options in Leaf Storm and Sludge Bomb. Though this was in a way preemptively nerfed, since this generation also included the Safety Goggles, an item to prevent powder moves from affecting the holder. Also, Grass types were finally buffed this gen to finally be immune to powder moves as well. Beyond that, there isn't much to discuss as far as changes to sleep in Generation 6. It was mostly just a more balanced version of what we saw in Generation 5, with the exception of Smeargle and VGC. Having taken notice of Smeargle's numerous crimes against humanity, Game Freak finally decided to step in and punish Darkrai. For Smeargle's crimes, Darkrai's Dark Void was now nerfed to just 50 accuracy, making it less accurate than Sing at 55 accuracy. You might say that this was meant to make Smeargle worse. But they also changed it so Dark Void could no longer be sketched, and if any Pokemon that wasn't Darkrai somehow used the move, it would fail. This is three layers of protection from having any Pokemon even consider running the move again. They put Darkrai in the contraption for something that he didn't even do. It's to the point that in singles, Darkrai now uses Hypnosis instead of Dark Void, since Dark Void is literally just worse. So why even give it the move? So it can miss it in doubles? Hashtag free Darkrai. While terrains had existed as manual moves in Generation 6, as of Gen 7, the Terrain Surge abilities were introduced on the Tapu Pokemon from Alola, meaning that on switch-in, Tapu Koko and Tapu Fini would set Electric Terrain and Misty Terrain automatically. This is important because both of these terrains block sleep, with Electric Terrain boosting the power of electric moves for all grounded Pokemon and preventing those Pokemon from falling asleep, and Misty Terrain lowering the damage of Dragon moves on all grounded Pokemon and blocking all status on those Pokemon. These were so influential in both singles and VGC that their very existence was effectively a nerf to sleep as a status. Just go back and watch old gameplay from these gens and try to find a single moment the floor wasn't covered in apple juice or Pepto-Bismol. That didn't entirely make sleep useless though, since the existence of other terrains like Psychic and Grassy could override these and allow for sleep to be used on a Pokemon. Arguably the biggest buff to sleep this gen was the introduction of Drought on Torkoal. This allowed for Torkoal to be paired with Lilligant to force the opponent to call the 50-50 between Lilligant clicking Sleep Powder or using After You on Eruption Torkoal so that Torkoal can just nuke the opponent's side of the field. So, good for Torkoal, I guess. I don't know. Also, our newest Fun Guy convention member is Shinnotic. He sucks. While Gen 8 didn't have any direct buffs or nerfs to sleep as a status other than having two very low-tier new terrain setters appear, the existence of Dynamax caused sleep to be far more valuable in these games. With Dynamax only lasting 3 turns, landing a sleep onto a Dynamax Pokemon had a high chance of just meaning that that Dynamax was wasted, since full turns of sleep meant the Dynamax Pokemon would never move. The only other notable additions would be Max moves, which had the chance to sleep the opponent, like Grimmsnarl's G-Max Snooze or Butterfree's G-Max Befuddle. But these could be prevented by simply using a Fairy or Electric Max move to set their respective terrains. Arguably, the most notable sleep users were Coil Hypnosis Milotic in early Gen 8, Focus Sash Amoongus in mid Gen 8, and Sleep Powder Venusaur in late Gen 8. The biggest thing to affect sleep in Generation 9 was definitely the introduction of Terra, which would allow for a Pokemon to change its type in battle, meaning Pokemon were now capable of defensively turning into grass types to ignore powder moves like Sleep Powder and Spore. This is mostly reserved for support Pokemon like Incineroar or Trick Room sweepers like Armourouge who wouldn't want to get shut down by an Amoongus which would normally underspeed them and put them to sleep. Also, Dyreclaw. Thanks, Game Freak. Gen 9 would be the next time sleep was banned in Smogon OU, since the variance that Darkrai and Iron Valiant Hypnosis brought to games was considered to be a bit too much for a competitive format, especially since the Tapus aren't around to set their terrains to block it. And finally, our newest fun guy member is Toadscruel, the convergent evolution counterpart of Tentacruel. This guy is our absolutely fastest Spore user at an incredible 100 speed. But it comes with an ability that makes Spore always go last. Okay, thanks Game Freak. But that was just a brief history of sleep in competitive Pokemon. What's your opinion on sleep? Does it need another rework, or have we finally reached the perfect balance? Let me know in the comments section below. If you enjoyed, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. It'd mean the world to me. If you want to support me further, you can check out my Patreon page or become a YouTube channel member by clicking the join button below the video. This gets you sneak peeks at future videos, bonus content, and access to my supporter-only Discord server where you can hang out and team build with other community members. You also see your name at the end of my videos like all these lovely people. Special thanks to my most boosted supporters, Avatar67 and Ethan LaPointe, for their generous pledges. Another way to support me is to check out all the videos in the playlist on screen right now. I know you'll find something in there that you'll enjoy. I also have a second channel where I talk about the current VGC metagame trends, and a Twitch channel where I stream, both of which will be in the description. Or you can tune into my YouTube streams Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. CST. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next video. Bye!